A lot of new places opened up here recently when it comes to restaurants and options, which is a good thing. News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona watching that for us. Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Hey, Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Just in general terms, I mean, the restaurant business is a risky one. I think 3 to 5 years, you know this more than I. It seems like the lifespan, I mean, concepts are always changing, and the competition is out there. This is a tough industry, isn't it?
It really is. You nailed it. I think 3 to 5 is almost being too generous, but it's nice when you and I get to talk about openings. So we have a few this week, and this is great.
Let's take you around and find out more about them. Let's go downtown East 4th, the location where Lola Bistro was for so long with Michael Simon. He, of course, has readjusted with the business model with different locations, but a new place on East 4th has opened, right?
Right. Cordelia is opened. Really big shoes to fill. This is one of the hottest new restaurants, I think, in all of greater Cleveland to open. Owned by Andrew Watts and his chef partner, Vinny Cimino. Vinny's been around the block in some great restaurants here. Andrew is a very proud Clevelander, and you really see that Cleveland pride in this space. They've really opened it up. I love Lola Bistro. I really love the food, but it was a darker place in terms of the decor and the design.
Right, right.
The new design really opens up, takes a full advantage of the light, and you will see Cleveland pride everywhere in this place. One small example that I absolutely loved, with dozens and dozens of framed photographs on the wall of famous Clevelanders. It reminded me of being in New York restaurants where you see a lot of famous people on the wall. And Andrew was saying, people are going to be surprised at how many people are from here. And Vinny's menu is really going to embrace local ingredients, fresh ingredients, and it just looks fantastic. I think they do have big shoes to fill. I'm very optimistic they will. They've done a wonderful job of preserving this space. They were chipping away at some tile during demolition and found a sign on the floor that says Ohio Factory Outlet. They decided to preserve it. It meant changing their design a little bit, but they were actually able to keep that. And I like Vinny's description of the food, modern grandma. So they're looking at comfort food. They want you to feel comfortable when you're in there. Open kitchen, by the way, which I always think is very neat in restaurants.
Fun.
Probably the largest open kitchen for diners in all of Cleveland. So really great. Cordelia opened on East 4th Street in downtown Cleveland.
Mark Bona is with us, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Another one that has been open for a while, but celebrating with a ribbon cutting this week, is over in Fairview Park, and we're going to the Umami Rice Bowls, right?
Yeah, Umami Rice Bowls is open. This was neat. So for those who don't know, umami is actually an added savory sense. It's that extra savoriness you get from certain, like almost nice, salty, mouth-watering feeling that you get with certain foods. And John Roberts, the owner, very non-traditional way of going about opening a restaurant, had studied hotel and restaurant management in Michigan several decades ago. Local guy. But when he was in college and needed to earn a few bucks, he started cleaning kitchen hoods in restaurants. That led to a lucrative career in that field. He has worked hard, and now he's decided to open his own restaurant. Really, fresh and fast are the two big keys here. He does not want you to wait for a meal, but he wants everything made right there and then. He doesn't want anything sitting under heat lamps or anything like that. So Umami Rice Bowls is open. They've been open a little while, but they just had their official grand opening about a week ago, and doing well. And it's nice to see yet another opening. So this one's over on the west side. Umami Rice Bowls is open.
Want to check it out? 22255 Lorraine Road, Fairview Park. Mark Bona is with us, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. All right, one more. Let's take you over to Ohio City. What's new there?
So another, you know, we talked about Cordelia going into a famous space with the former Lola Bistro. Now Bartleby will be going into the former Crop space. So Crop was that grandiose restaurant, former, I believe, an old bank building. It dates to 1925. This is right across the street from the West Side Market. And I got a little sneak peek in there with Morgan Yagi, who co-owns the restaurant with Ryan Britton. And they are really doing a tremendous job with this. Now, This was a very large cavernous space with no walls. They decided to add some visual, I guess I would call them blockades.
Yeah.
And by doing that, they've really created bookcases within there. This is a very literary themed type of place. They don't go overboard with that. It's just tastefully done bookcases. They've got law books stacked all over the place, and it's really neat. Now, the name comes from Bartleby the Scrivener, a famous short story from Herman Melville. But the chef, by the way, is Matthew DuPont, not a local guy, came here, was working at the Hilton Cleveland downtown. He shifted over. His main goal, I said, what are you doing with the menu? And he says, keep it not pretentious. He does not want to do anything over the top, too crazy or too expensive. They want to be very accessible and approachable to their diners, and they'll have a variety of drinks as well. So I can't wait for the space to open. Bartleby going in the former Crop space. Target opening date will be sometime in August.
Excellent. Good stuff. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30, on the restaurant and beer scene around here. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.